This is Revive Chicago. Listen and be changed. If you want to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 14. And I did a message, not on this particular passage, but on this story a few weeks back. And it's the story where Jesus feeds the 5,000. And it's a very familiar story. A lot of people know it, have heard it growing up. They heard it when they were kids or whatever. And I'm not going to tell the whole story about the five loaves and two fishes. What I want to address here and kind of drive home is this one particular passage where in verse 19, you know, you've got a crowd of 5,000 people. And they've just discovered amongst the 5,000 people, they have five loaves and two fishes. And it says, Jesus directed the people to sit down on the grass, and taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. And one of the things that when I read the passage like this, and put it in the context of the whole of Scripture, have you ever noticed that Jesus here does the opposite in prayer of what we all have been trained to do all our lives? Whenever you've been told to pray, whenever you were taught to pray, whenever you're in a huge public crowd or you're in a church, most of the times people say, bow your heads, close your eyes, no one looking around. They might even say that or something, but they say, bow your heads to pray. And what does Jesus do here? It says that he looked up to heaven. That's the opposite. This, folks, is one of those things. It's not a bad thing because in our culture, we're taught reverence means bow your head. Okay? So I'm not telling you never bow your head again. That's not the point of this message. The point of this message is we should probably try doing what Jesus did. So we could say like a both and. Okay, you're not bad if you bow your head. Or if you're in a church service and they ask you to bow your head. Bow your head. Don't be like, I'm looking up. Okay, I'm not telling you to make you religious on the other side of it. What I'm telling you is that the Bible nowhere teaches you to bow your head to pray. That's an add-on. It's a cultural add-on. It's something that we've put in place. And again, I'm not telling you it's bad or it's sinful because the Bible doesn't address all things, okay? But what Jesus is doing here is modeling for us how to pray. And obviously, it worked. 5,000 hungry bellies got full, right? And sometimes I think we get so used to our traditions, and this is what my message is going to be on here in a few minutes when I start to preach. I'm going to be talking about the traditions of men. And so often we get stuck in our traditions. We get stuck honoring tradition, and it's at a cost. And then we never see the multiplication because we're so stuck in the tradition. We don't even know. How many of you have ever even considered that Jesus wouldn't want you to bow your head? You know what I mean? Like, maybe you've heard me talk about it before, but this is what the Bible says, and there's several scriptures where it talks about prayer, and it talks about it in the instance. It says, when you pray, it talks about looking up, and when you hear Jewish people pray or you see Jewish people pray, like, have you ever seen Jewish people pray at the Wailing Wall or something? Like, see images of that on the news or whatever? Like, they're praying, and it's very active prayer. They're like, sometimes they're rocking back and forth or something like that. It's a very different type of prayer than us here in the West where we just like fold our hands, quiet ourselves. You know, we're looking inward. And that's another part of the tradition that I think has done us a disservice is that you're looking inward for an outward miracle. You're looking inward for an outward miracle. And Jesus looked to heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, if anybody had a miracle within them, it's Jesus. And instead, he looks up to heaven because he knows what, where his help comes from. That's the Bible. And so as we, this has, like, in a lot of ways, it has nothing to do with an offering, except the principle that I'm giving us with praying with expectation. So what if when we stand and pray, instead of doing what you usually do, you try doing something different? So we stand up to pray, and I'm not going to tell you to close your head and bow your eyes. I'm not going to tell you to do those things. I'm going to tell you, let's look to heaven. Let's watch with eyes wide open and pray with some expectation for where our help comes from. If you're needing a financial miracle, if you're needing your loaves and fishes multiplied, let's try praying the way Jesus prayed. Let's pray with some expectation. Elsewhere, the scripture says to watch and pray. That's something. And we are so shrouded in our traditions that it binds us. And what I'm inviting you today, I'm going to say this again, I'm inviting you today to stop letting the tradition bind you up. I'm not saying to become religious and always have to pray with, you know, you're with your family gathering, it's Thanksgiving, and you're sitting there keeping your eyes open and making everybody awkward or something, you know? Like, I'm not telling you to do that. Okay, but when you need something from heaven, when you're praying for a miracle, when you're believing for a financial breakthrough, when you're expecting God to do something, pray with eyes open, with heart open, with expectation. Lift your eyes to heaven. And here's the other kicker. It says, and gave thanks. It says he looked up to heaven and gave thanks. Then he broke the loaves. And we've all heard messages about gratitude, and we hear often about gratitude in church circles. And we could all probably stand to use another message on that, right? Like, who here is like, you know, I'm grateful enough. Like, nobody's sitting here thinking that, right? Like, we could all use some encouragement to be more grateful. But what I think is interesting about how Jesus does it here is it says that he looks up to heaven and gives thanks. What's he giving thanks for? For what's about to happen. So what if gratitude isn't just for what you've already got? What if gratitude isn't for what you already have in place? What if gratitude is for what's about to come? And thanking God in advance for the multiplication. Thanking God in advance for the miracle. Thanking God in advance for what you're calling out for. And saying, God, I thank you that you're my provider. God, I thank you that you're my multiplier. God, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. And you pray with expectation and gratitude for what's about to happen. That's a mindset shift. God, thank you in advance for what you're going to do. And then break the bread. And so when we stand in a moment, what I'd like you to do is kind of get that in your mind. And I'm going to lead us in a prayer of gratitude. And we're going to practice looking up to heaven instead of closing our eyes. And what I'd like you to do, though, is not just say the words. Because everybody can say thanks. And how many of you have ever been told thanks kind of flippantly? Like, ah, thanks. You're like, ooh, you meant that one. Like, we've all been there, and we've probably also said it sometimes. We've just said it in passing because it's what you do. It's a good thing to practice. I believe saying it flippantly is better than not saying it at all. But what if you could say, God, this is what I'm thanking you for. This is what I'm expecting. I'm looking up to heaven because you're the only one who can do this. You're the only one who can fix this. You're the only one who can heal this. You're the only one that can multiply this. And you thank God in advance for what you're going to see. And you're looking up to heaven with expectation that he's going to do it because he's the multiplier. And we're not looking for the answers within. We're looking for the answers above. Would you stand? But let's pray. So I'd like you, maybe you need to lift your hands. I have a hard time looking up without lifting my hands when it's to the Lord. But lift your hands, lift your eyes at least, and say, Jesus, thank you in advance for what you're going to do, for the multiplication, for the restoration, for the breakthrough, for the miracle. Thank you in advance. You're our provider. You're the one we look to in times of trouble. We trust you, Jesus, to bring the increase. In your mighty name, amen.
Thank you for listening today. Now it's time to put your faith into action by applying this word to your life. If you'd like help taking your next steps with Jesus, contact us at revivechicago.church.